It's effective instruction, student-teacher relationships, family and community engagement, and school and instructional leadership. And under each, there are strategies that a school, regardless of the sector, regardless if it's a public, private, voucher, or charter school, that they can utilize. We believe that these four focus areas will allow schools to meet the needs of not only their students, but their families.
In what ways? Can you give me a concrete example of something that for sure works?
Sure. So in our school district, we used a strategy under the student-teacher relationships called the Angel List. And so an Angel List is it's actually a teacher-student match, and you try to identify which students have a connection, a meaningful connection with their classroom teachers. So here in our school district, what we did is we made pictures of all the students at the beginning of last school year, and we gave dots to each of the teachers, and we asked them to put a dot next to a student who they had a meaningful relationship with. And what we were able to do is identify which students didn't have a relationship with a teacher, a meaningful relationship with teachers. We know that data and the research shows that when students do not have a meaningful relationship with someone, some adult at the school, that they don't perform as well as they could. And so that's just one of many strategies that you'll find in our Promoting Excellence for All Task Force report.
Now, across the country, 36 other states saw their gap narrow. Obviously, Wisconsin went the opposite way. And I understand that there were improvements with the African-American graduation rate as well as other students of color, but that gap still remains and it got worse.
I think what we really need is, it would be helpful if we had some type of czar that has the ability to bring all of the different stakeholders together to focus in on this work. I think so often in our state we worry about ideology and which ideology is going to be the prevailing ideology that's going to carry the day. And we have to check all those different opinions at the door and work together. We have to lock arms to make sure that we're reaching reaching our goals as a state. And I think one of the major reasons why we've had such a gap in our state is that we've been trying to figure out which philosophy is going to be the prevailing philosophy in terms of educating children. And what we need to all hone in on is just locking on the basics and make sure that we're reaching excellence for every single child. Every child has the potential to be amazing students if they have support through effective instruction, great student-teacher relationships, that they have family and community engagement, and that there's school and instructional leadership in each school.